Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome again to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Tonight I want you to meet a very special guest who's live in the studio and about to sing for us. By the way, that is in itself something very remarkable. In the 5 years of these weekly broadcasts, that's 180 programmes now, this is only the second time that we've had someone singing live in the studio. The other one was my wife. Tonight is also part of a series of shows featuring singer-songwriters from sunny Saltcoats by the Sea. Yes, there are a few, and now I'd like you to meet another one. So, welcome, Jimmy Brown, and thanks for coming along. And I see you've dressed for the part.
Oh.
You've got your cowboy marshal's badge on, and your cowboy hat. Do you always like to dress up for gigs when you perform?
Yeah, it gets me in the mood and in the part, so I should say. But
I know in your house you've got a whole rack of clothes and a whole
indeed,
line of hats.
Indeed, I have guns and swords and all sorts of goodies, but I've given up war as well.
So I'm very pleased you've come along tonight and you're going to be singing live to us. And I should say, just for those listening, to get you a mental picture of this, he's the spitting image of Dwayne Eddy. Well, that's what your wife tells me as well, so she must be right.
She doesn't like Dwayne Eddy.
No, he's the classic sounding, well, you'll hear it in a moment, country and western sort of singer, and we have him local in Saltcoats. And so can you introduce to us your first song, Jimmy?
Well, my repertoire is normally the normal country western that you would find anywhere, from Johnny Cash to Hank Williams, etc., etc. But over the years, I've developed this little small repertoire of stuff that some of my friends call my gospel book. But it's not gospel. There are no gospel songs in it. There are songs that mean something to me. There are songs that have got deeper things than just I've lost my baby and I want my baby back. I mean, there's more to music than that. And this is one of them. It's called the Ashokan Farewell. Ashokan is a battlefield from way back in the 1860s.
This is the time of the American
Civil War. That's right. I tend to think of this as a prayer because it's a song sung by a lover to his girlfriend or a husband to his wife before he goes off to war because he's not too sure if he's going to come back. And the Ashokan is, as I said, is a battlefield. So,
and there's a Scottish sort of connection, you're saying?
Well, it's one I use when I want to illustrate that most of the country western songs are either Scottish or Irish. And just feed it back to us through Elvis and Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson and so on. Willie Nelson will be the first one to admit that. He's singing Scottish songs. And this one has a decidedly Hebridean air to it. But it's sung at Southern Confederate.
You're saying it's not just occasions. A coincidence. There was some Scottish influence in America at that time?
Oh, yeah. Even the battle flag for the rebel army was a saltire, just as we've got a saltire. Well, theirs was red, white and blue, ours is just blue and white.
And the South fighting with the North, is that something to do with Alex Salmond and the referendum.
Well, I see a similarity, not just in the flag, but we are trying to get rid of the English and they were trying to get rid of the Yankees.
Well, enough said. Let's get
out of politics because you mustn't do that. Yeah. This is the Ashokan farewell. It's a guy saying goodbye to his lover of... When. Oh, the sun is shining low in the sky of Ashokan. The pines and the willows know that soon we will part. There's a whisper in the wind of promises unspoken and love that will always remain in my heart. My thoughts will return to the sound of your laughter, the magic of moving as one. And the time we'll remember long ever after, the moonlight and the music and the dancing are done. We will climb the hills once more, we will walk the woods together. Will I feel you holding me close once again? Will every song we've sung stay with us forever? Will you dance in my dreams or my arms until then? Under the moon, the mountains lie sleeping. Over the lake, the stars they will shine. I wonder if you and I will be keeping the magic and the music or leave them behind.
Well, that was lovely, Jimmy. Thank you very much. You've picked a selection of songs, some you've even written yourself. And your next song is to do with, you feel quite strong about a lot of things. You have views and you like to sing songs that have a message.
Well, this one certainly has a message. Yeah. Everybody relates it with Cliff Richard, but it was actually a Bette Midler song written by Barry Manilow, I believe. It's called From a Distance. I think everybody knows it. The philosophy being that if you observe our planet from a distance, from space, everything looks tickety-boo, everything's beautiful, green and blue and whatnot. The closer you get, you find where all the troubles are, the wars, the famines, the hungers. Need I go on? And this is it.
It's the same with people from a distance. They look quite attractive, and closer up you see the warts and all.
People are the same, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so is my car. That's another story.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of strong views in different directions? Like, are you strong in politics or religion or anything, you know?
Politics, I see a similarity between Scotland and the southern states during the Civil War, where they were trying to, all they were trying to do was to secede from the Union, which is what we're trying to do, isn't it? And whether we're going to be successful or not is in the laps of the gods at the moment. God, at the moment. Got to watch who I'm talking to here.
I'm thinking over your career of singing, you've sung for quite a long time now. Have you sung at too particular
long.
Gigs that were on themes, protest songs? Or?
Oh, no, I never get into the protest stuff like that. Not really. It's Van the Bomb and all the rest of it. I mean, it's all well banning your bomb, but if the other guy's got a bigger one than you, what are you going to do? Just let him throw
it. What I'm thinking is that you sing with a gentle, relaxed, laid-back style, but you also like to sing songs with substance and a cutting edge.
Well, I've pinched a few from Bob Dylan in my time,
uh-huh.
and Let that be alone, because Bob doesn't like you doing that. Well, and I'm not going to do one now.
So let's hear From a Distance, and we'll listen carefully to the lyrics as well as to the nice soft music. Yeah, right, take it away.
Get the tempo right. From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle, he takes flight. From a distance, there is harmony, and it echoes through the land. It's the voice of hope, it's the voice of peace, it's the voice of everyone. From a distance, we all have enough, and no one is in need. No guns, no bones, no disease, no hungry mouths to feed. For a moment we must be instruments marching in a common band, playing songs of hope, playing songs of peace, they're the songs of everyone. God is watching us, God is watching us, God is watching us from a distance. God is watching us, God is watching us, God is watching us from a distance. From a distance, you look like my friend, even though we are at war. From a distance I can't comprehend what all this war is for. What we need is love and harmony, let it echo through the land. It's a hope of hopes, it's a love of loves, it's a heart of everyone. It's a hope of hopes, it's a love of loves, it's a song of everyone. God is watching us, God is watching us, God is watching us from a distance, yeah. God is watching us, God is watching us, God is watching us, yeah, from a distance.
Well done. Well, thanks again for that, Jimmy. That was lovely. You're a bit of a diamond with many facets, and one of the interesting facets about your diamond is the fact that you're Jewish.
Yeah.
It's not a majority section of our community.
And there's not.
Where do you get to practice your Jewishness? Is there a synagogue nearby?
Or? No, there's nothing in Ayrshire at all. I've got to go to Giffnock in Glasgow. Well, there's another synagogue in the centre of town, but that's the one I use.
And how come you are Jewish?
Just the way I've been brought up.
Your mum and dad were Jewish?
We weren't strong in the faith. I'm a little bit stronger, I think. But it's just a thing I've acquired. I've been faced with a lot of alternatives, from atheism through communism, even to Buddhism, and rejected most of those. And I feel at peace with myself. I feel at peace with my maker. I recognise he is my maker, created everything. It's I'm one of these university graduates that thinks, you know, we're all created from a grain of sand and a great cosmic explosion. But even if that was the truth, who created the grain of sand and who started the explosion? Bob, I could go in terminally.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah. And is it quite difficult practicing your Jewish faith in this community? I mean, where do you get your kosher meat?
We don't get our kosher meat. You've got to accept that you're, what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. And first and foremost, I'm a citizen of the planet Earth, a citizen of the United Kingdom, and a Scotsman. And I've got to associate with all sorts of people, and I generally speaking do. I'm that kind of person. And I'd rather make friends than enemies and say, oh, I can't come to your house because I'm Jewish and you don't serve it. No, I don't like that.
Yeah. So the next song you're going to play is a Jewish song.
Yeah.
Can you explain about that one?
It's a little, what they call a nigun. It's played in some synagogues, not strictly Orthodox, but in some synagogues just to welcome in the Sabbath on a Friday night.
Because the Sabbath is a Friday evening.
Friday night to Saturday night. Yeah. And it's just a wee thing that some of the synagogues are form and conservative synagogues use. And I like it. It's in Hebrew, but I'll sing the chorus in Hebrew, but I'll do the other bit in English just for spite.
Take it away.
Observe, remember one command. God made us hear a single phrase, for he is one, his name is one, in fame and glory and in praise. Lecha dodi, lecha dodi lekrat kala, lecha dodi lekrat kala. V'nai Shabbat nekah bela, v'nai Shabbat nekah bela. To greet the Sabbath, let us join, from her endless blessings pour. First of all, creation willed, the final act too long before. Lecha dodi, lecha dodi lekrat kala, lecha dodi lekrat kala. B'nai Shabbat nekah bela, b'nai Shabbat nekah bela. Come in peace and come in joy, God your husband, you his bride, among the faithful chosen tribe. Come my bride, oh come my bride. Lecha dodi, lecha dodi lekrat kala, lecha dodi lekrat kala. B'nai Shabbat nekah bela, b'nai Shabbat nekah bela, b'nai Shabbat nekah bela, b'nai Shabbat nekah bela.
And you're listening to 3TFM, making broadcasting history with country and western, kosher Jewish music in Hebrew.
Wow.
So, would you say, Jimmy, that you're a singer who plays the guitar or a guitarist who sings?
Good question. A guitarist who sings.
Have you been playing the guitar all your life?
Just about, since my teens anyway. Played around with other things before that. I was brought up, my father was in the Stevenson Pipe Band as a leading drummer, and they all expected me to carry on the family tradition because my grandfather was also a drummer, a dance band drummer. But then somebody called Lonnie Donegan and then Elvis Presley and then Duane Eddy, and that got me onto the guitar. But I got my own back. I got my dad playing for me once.
All right, very good.
He's the best drummer I ever had.
Have you tried the drums yourself?
Well, I got as far as getting my BB badge for the drums.
And how did you learn to play the guitar?
By perseverance and a little help from Bert Whedon.
Bert Whedon, for those who are younger, might not appreciate who Bert Whedon
is. Britain's answer to Duane Eddy. He was a guitarist, played with Joe Loss, and then went on solo and did guitar boogies, shuffle, and all sorts of goodies like that.
And wasn't there a guitar and line named after him?
There was a Gibson guitar, and then there was a Bert Whedon guitar, which was a Hofner. And he was also famous for his books on playing a day, which you could do. You picked up three chords, you played all through the night or something like that. And
are you
it.
Proof of that? You picked up a guitar and played,
played in a day, yeah.
That weekend.
Then I hit the biggest snag in my life when I went to the Women's Guild one time to offer my services. And what can you play? Oh, I can play Scotland the Brave. Good show. I'm singing it in B flat. Oh, sherbet. I didn't know B flat, so I had to learn new chords. Mm-hmm. It hasn't stopped yet. I'm still learning new chords.
So how long has your music career been going?
I don't want to say that. Can I say that in the ear? more than 21 years. A lot more.
You're a pensioner now, right?
For a few years, yes.
For a few years. Can you give us just a wee demo then of this guitar? Because to be fair to folk who haven't met you before, he is quite an expert guitarist who also sings.
Maybe I should stick to singing, but we'll see. This is just the basic blues melodies, written in 12 bars. A man puts his soul on the line for 12 bars of music and tells his whole story in that way, and I'm trying it now myself.
Bert Whedon will be proud of you.
I hope so. Because he taught me.
You're also a bit modest about your connection with Bert Whedon. Can you tell us about Bert Whedon and Saltcoats?
Well, it wasn't Saltcoats, it was a dressing. But it was what was known at that time as the Castle Craigs. They did different bands resident every week or thereabouts. And we were just lucky, I guess. We were the band in residence when Bert appeared. Bert, a very courageous man, travelled alone with three cases, a guitar case, a suitcase and a music case. No backing band. He took potluck and us idiots. He must have been driven mad, but he grilled us like a sergeant major, got us through and you role play that chord and not anything else at that particular time and not anywhere else. And we learned a lot from him, so much so that he took us on the rest of the tour and we got a little recording contract. And then we became famous and bigger than Elvis. No, we didn't.
You did make a record, though.
We did make a record and it flopped. I think my mummy bought one.
A floppy disc.
It was a floppy disc. Very good. We and should be on it together. Yeah.
In your career, you've been playing in clubs, pubs, concert halls.
Mm.
Where else?
That's about it, really. I haven't done any open air gigs yet.
Uh-huh.
That's still to come.
Right, can we go on to your next song?
Oh.
There's Always You and Me.
Ah.
Now, this one you wrote yourself.
It's one of my epics.
Can you this explain one, this one?
And I'm going to say this on air so that she knows. This is written for my wife.
Oh.
And I don't think, unless she's listening at the bedroom door, I don't think she's ever heard it. It's
Have you just written it, you mean?
No, I haven't just written it. I've had it in my repertoire for years, but she stays out of my way when I'm practicing, and when I'm practicing for a gig, I'm usually not in house anyway. I'm at the gig, so she never hears what I'm doing.
So, what's your wife's name?
Rachel.
So this is dedicated to Rachel.
Yes. Our lives began with you and me. We've lived life day by day. We've added children, lost some friends as we've passed along the way. We've made our mark in life's bright path. We've cried and laughed again. We've added and subtracted some. We've had pleasure and some pain. But multiply or divide, the answers must agree that in the end, when all is done, there's always you and me. But multiply or divide, the answers must agree that in the end, when all is done, there's always you and me. But in the end, when all is done, there's always you and me.
Well done. I should say that Jimmy Brown is in the Saltcoats Creative Writers Group. And our last song tonight is a song which started off as a famous song, but you've rewritten the words of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of your creative writing. You like to change the words of songs.
I don't like to change the words of songs, no. But in this instance I did, because it was written by Leonard Cohen, who I think should know better, but the words he had didn't sound respectful to me, considering the subject matter. It's from the Old Testament, it's about King David and so on and so on, and about the word that was created then and how it's carried on since. And I just think his words were disrespectful, intended to lead people astray.
This is sacrilege of a very famous song sung by many famous singers.
I'm sorry, if I meet Leonard, I'll tell him to his face.
Mm-hmm. Who's a fellow Jew, by the way.
Indeed.
The song we're talking about is
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. So, this is the Jimmy Brown version of Hallelujah. What's the point that you're trying to get across in this song?
How a word was created in David's time, and it's carried on since then. It has saved us. Some people had listen to it, some people don't, it's your own choice. Mm. But then that's the case with just about everything anyway.
You sound like you're echoing Isaiah chapter 55 when God says, my word goes out and it never goes out in vain. It's always profitable.
I wasn't actually consciously thinking in Isaiah exact that. Now you mention it, yeah.
And then verse 3 is a particularly interesting verse, in your version, I mean.
Mm.
Can you explain verse 3?
Percy, I'm hinting back to the Second World War when things were moving towards us, including the devil. But it was reversed by this word, Hallelujah.
And you would waken up in the morning saying, Hallelujah, I'm still alive.
Maybe after the fact, but not at the time, no. Mm. I think the people were just glad enough to get the thing behind them, but in hindsight they realised they were actually you know, they brought on their own victory by their attitude.
Well, Jimmy, I'd just like to thank you for coming into the studio today. We appreciate your taking the time and sharing with us your thoughts and your talents and your music. And I wish you well in your future singing career. Hope there's many years to come.
Me too.
It's a tradition in country and western gigs, apparently, to finish with a kind of a gospel song.
Can't get more gospel than this.
So this is Jimmy Brown singing Hallelujah, and this is Alec Noble saying bye for now. See you next time.
Okay. There was a secret chord that David played, it pleased the Lord. The chord was really great, it went right through young. Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the king was just composing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The chord was born, it sounded strong, it sounded sweet, it sounded long, it circled round the world and overthrew ya. It calls to all, it's heard by some, the halt, the lame, the deaf and dumb. And from their lips it draws the hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There was a time so long ago when a war was taking place below, and the winner was to bring the world to ya. The evil one had moved in you, but the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Who says there's not a God above? Who says that all I've learned from love was just to shoot somebody who outdrew ya? Well, there's a cry you hear at night is from someone who's seen the light. It's a gorgeous and a glorious hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, give it a go. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.